Should you bring young children to hear Megillah? A lot of people advocate. I read an article on OU Torah where someone that was advocating that you shouldn't, don't bring kids to shul for Megillah reading. They can't be quiet to stay silent, even if they're going to whisper, you know, and it's going to disturb. Still, you shouldn't bring them, even if they can only whisper, or they're mostly going to be quiet. Don't bring children to Megillah reading. Is that really the halacha, for not to bring young children to Megillah reading? So the Gemara in Megillah has a debate whether a katan may read the Megillah for a gadol. Chum say no, Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The Gemara says that we're only talking about a katan who reaches the age of chinuch, but it does imply that according to the Chachamim, a child, even though he can't be motzi, a gadolt, he himself is chayev because of the mitzvah of chinuch. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi, and then of course that would only imply to the age of chinuch. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, cites that Bar Kapara says you need to read men in front of, Megillah in front of men, women, and children, because afhein hayu ba'oso hanis, because when the annihilation of Haman occurred, or would have occurred, it, Chas V'Shalom, would have occurred against men, women, and children. The bombs don't distinguish, Rachman Olitzon, as we see, you know, between older people or younger people. And so therefore, Bar Kapara said everyone needs to hear Megillah. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to gather his entire family and read the Megillah, according to the Yerushalmi. That implies that there's maybe some stronger chiyav on the katan, or at least on the parents for the katan, that any age, even below the age of chinuch at least, or at least for maybe not a baby, an infant, but anyone who could understand what's going on, should have to hear Megillah in a public setting, ideally in a minyan. The halacha, the Rambam, writes that children are chayav in Megillah because of chinuch. Shulchan Aruch seems to say mechanchen es haketanim lekrosa, but it's also only a din in chinuch, like the Bavli, implying only above the age of chinuch. However, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch itself, in a later place, in Tafresh Pei Tes, says that, in Tafresh Pei Tes Vav, says that it's a minog tov to bring children to shul. So presumably you would have thought that that's talking about, you know, even younger children. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Halacha, no, absolutely not. Younger children are going to be mevalvelin, they're going to disrupt the Megillah reading. So Shulchan Aruch must be here only be talking about kids that reach the age of chinuch. I thought we already said that mechanchen es haketanim lekrosa. I thought we already said earlier in Shulchan Aruch that you bring older kids to hear the Megillah. Answers earlier was only talking about that they should hear the Megillah. Later on now in Shulchan Aruch he's saying you should bring them to shul. But still, we're only talking about children above the age of chinuch according to Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And what's the age of chinuch? So the same for Megillah Rishon on Maseches Truma says the age when they could read and listen to the entire Megillah. Sefer Yevakshim et Pius says it's the Pesach of Rebbe Yashuv. And the age that people throw around for this, the Achronim throw around, is 9 or 10 maybe. The Kaf Renanus is an interesting, you know, cute remez from the Mishnah in Avos, which says, Ben Chamesh Omikra and Ben Eser Omishnah. That by the time he reaches the age of Eser, a child reaches the age of Eser, he's now finished with Mikra and now can sit through a Megillah reading of Mikra, and now he's moved on to Mishnais. But before then, he's still learning Mikra and can't sit through a reading of Megillah, so therefore under the age of 9 would not be brought. So it seems pretty clear, at least at this point, that anyone under the age of 9 or 10, there's no chiv at all to bring them to hear Megillah. And in fact, maybe it's preferable not to bring them to Megillah because they are going to disturb. So is there any inyan to bring younger than 9 age children, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, to Megillah reading? So on one end, the Maram Shik says that the obligation of Afein Hayubosu Anis should be mechayev all ages, you know, like the Yerushalmi says. And in fact, the Rav Yoz is explicit about this, that based on the Yerushalmi, even under the age of chinuch, children needs to be brought to shul to hear the Megillah. And in fact, maybe that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch was adding later on, in not like the Mishnah Berurah, that Shulchan Aruch was saying that it's a minig tov to bring younger kids under the age of chinuch to shul. That's option number one. Option number two is perhaps the age of chinuch for this mitzvah is lower than the age to sit through the entire Megillah. Who says that there's no chatzi shir for chinuch? In fact, the Emes Yaakov gets into this question, that is there a chi of chinuch for the first part of a mitzvah? In other words, if a kid can't eat the whole matzah, two kizesim, is there a chi of to at least give him a little bit? And the Shevet HaKasi points out that even an older child who can't sit through the Megillah because, let's say, he's immature, or he's got, you know, he's got he's very, you know, wild. He can't sit through anything. I don't know, whatever it is. So that child is not putter. You have to bring him to Megillah. And if he needs to leave, so he leaves. So same thing. Maybe a 5 or 6 or 7 year old, you have to bring him. If he only stays for the first parak, so then he can leave. But maybe you're mechuyev to at least do this aspect of chinuch for him. In fact, the Chinuch Panim Kilchasa says, well, maybe you should have to bring him to a quick Megillah reading so that he could sit through the whole thing. Meaning even a 5-year-old could sit through maybe a 20-minute Megillah reading, 15-minute Megillah reading if you read super fast. So maybe you're mechuyev to set up such type of Megillah readings. Another way to say is perhaps there's an inyan of simcha to bring the child. That's what the Leket Yosher says. I guess the simcha that he, by having children there, enhances everyone's simcha. Maybe they're dressed up nicely. Maybe the parents don't have to hire a babysitter, whatever it is. But another unique reason to bring children to shul specifically on Purim, as the Maariv Abuav says, was the minig, that children used to come to shul only on Purim. The Shalmei Chagiga says, based on the Medrash, that it was a zechus of 22,000 yeshiva boys who learned with Mordechai, and they were pure, they were free of sin, they were under bar mitzvah, they were under the age of chinuch, they were too young to attend the party with Achashverosh, and therefore those Mordechai taught these Jews the Aleph Beis, 1,000 per letter of Aleph Beis, 22 letters, 22,000 people, and the Jews, because of them, were saved. And therefore, the whole focus of Purim is really on the young children. The Yafel Leiv says, that's how we dress kids up, we give them candy, because this whole mitzvah, the whole nature of Purim is really focused on children. So if that's the case, maybe there's specifically an Indian to bring children to Megillah on Purim. And yeah, they're going to disturb a little bit. Obviously, if a kid's going to cry the entire time, he shouldn't be there. But if he's a whisperer, he's going to whisper a little bit. Maybe people should not be so makbid and not care so much, because there is this special Indian that children were the cause why we were redeemed, and it's a good idea in general to inculcate them in this beautiful mitzvah of Purim, and that will hopefully, you know, people will understand that and will give you a true Simchas Yontif.